Right now, we're going to examine the issue of faith in presidential politics. Over the last few days, Republican candidates have made controversial comments about Muslims. NPR's Sam Sanders looks at how this rhetoric plays out with the American public.
Yesterday on Meet the Press, GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson was asked what could have been a pretty innocuous question.
Should your faith matter to voters?
Well, I guess it depends on what that faith is.
And then Chuck Todd asked Carson to clarify.
So do you believe that Islam is consistent with the Constitution?
No, I don't. I do not. I would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation.
Those comments come after another GOP candidate, Donald Trump, failed to correct someone at a rally who suggested that President Obama is a Muslim.
You know, he's not even an American.
We need this
first question.
This is the
man.
First question.
But anyway, we have training camps growing where they want to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
That's my question. When can we get rid of it?
We're going to be looking at a lot of different things.
After and, some you know, pushback, Trump doubled down on his response and said it's not his responsibility to defend the president. Okay, we know that Obama is not a Muslim, but turns out Americans' views of actual Muslims, those have been negative for a while.
The data that we have suggests that these views have been relatively stable.
That's Bashir Muhammad with the Pew Research Center. Here's a question from a recent Pew survey.
Whether Islam is more likely than other religions to encourage violence? It's typically been in about the 40 to 50% range going back for about a decade.
Basically, for years now, almost half of Americans say they think the Muslim faith encourages violence. And when asked directly if they'd vote for a Muslim candidate,
about 45% said that they were less likely to vote for someone who is Muslim.
The only group that ranked lower than Muslims on this question? Atheists. Amy Walter is an editor with the Cook Political Report, and she says playing on anti-Muslim sentiment could help Carson and Trump, but it could also hurt them in the long run.
It's something of a double-edged sword. While it may get them some attention and they may have some support within the Republican base, I think it makes it harder for those two candidates to show that they could be viable national candidates in a general election.
Walter says the Republican Party is doing a great job of appealing to its base.
They do very, very well among white voters, among conservative voters, among voters who don't live in urban areas, among men. But those are also demographic groups that aren't growing very quickly. In fact, they're shrinking.
But the GOP has not done a good job so far of appealing to everybody else. That, Walter argues, could mean the entire Republican Party gets left behind.
The big problem for Republicans right now as a national party is the fact that they've been on the wrong side of the demographic divide.
So far, Ben Carson hasn't walked back his comments on whether a Muslim could be president. But this morning, Nihad Awad with the Council on American Islamic Relations, he said Carson's comments actually disqualify him.
We ask Mr. Ben Carson to withdraw from the presidential race because he's unfit to lead, because his views are in contradiction with the United States Constitution.
The council says it will give out free copies of the Quran to help people begin to understand what the Muslim faith actually stands for. The group says they'll send one of those Qurans personally to Ben Carson as well. Sam Sanders, NPR News.